This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How it's going to look. They have now faced this team coming up on Sunday 8 times in 5 years. That's a division game. That's a anything can happen game. The one thing we acknowledge and we understand about division games pretty clearly is that anything can happen. You can lose games to the Raiders on Christmas Day, or you can lose to the Broncos. You can lose these games because they know you better than other opponents. Weird things seem to happen more consistently in those games. And then we're all in this weirdo guessing game of what does it look like if you're in a game where it's unpredictable? And that's where I think it's there. Because truthfully, my opinion of either team does not change based on the result of this game. I'm not worried about the change based on the result of this game. They lose to the Buffalo Bills. Do I think that they can't win the Super Bowl? No.
No, yeah.
Do I think that they, won't win the division? No. Do I think they might miss out on the number one seed? No. All of those things are still in play if they lose this game. If the Bills lose, do I think they're not one of the three best teams in the AFC? No. Do I not think they can win? No. All the things that are still in play. The only opinion that will change out of this game is that the Chiefs are now the number one seed going into the playoffs, and that story is told. Which is crazy for week 11 of an NFL season, but that's it. That's the only decision I will make based on the results of this game. Outside of that, I just treat this like a divisional game, which means weird stuff happens. Teams can look really bad or worse at things they typically do, or look really good, or there could be more turnovers or more penalties or creative play calling that you don't see in these other ones. These two teams face each other too often to not treat it like that. It is, by all accounts, a division game.
We were talking before the show, I forget the number that you said, but this is the fifth time they've played, or the eighth time they've played in the last 5 years. Yeah. Is it the most that any non-division? Is that what it was, the stat that you gave?
There are only two other teams in the last, there's only one other team in the last 50 years who's played this often, and it was the Patriots and Colts.
Yeah,
that's it. You have to essentially both be division winners every year, in the same conference every year, and find each other in the playoffs most years.
Yeah, it's amazing how they've been able to play each other as much as they have. I saw a promo last night that CBS was doing, and it was they're playing one once again. Here we go, and it's really become that where it's like an annual tradition or a two-time a year tradition to play or to have this game between the Chiefs and the Bills. Where I think to your point, Cody, they know each other so well now where there's some different players in the mix. There's some different guys in there, but for the most part, they know each other really, really, really well. And it's not a matter of them having already played this year because they haven't. If they play in the playoffs, they're already going to know each other well from playing this year. But they always seem to match up against each other. And it always seems to be also for a big game that it's later on in the year. I know we've talked about before, the Bengals and then playing later on in the season
Yeah.
I always remember, I think the Bills-Chiefs games are always just the same, where it's always the back half of the season. The teams are in better form than they are in the beginning. And it's just a preview for the playoff matchup that's inevitably going to happen.
Well, the truth is that there's only a single blowout in these games, too. Like, I think that that's kind of important to know. The Bills have gotten the Chiefs a couple of times where, like, they looked like the better team, especially in the early going. But their first matchup between, like, let's say 2020, the first time these two teams faced each other with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs lost 26, or I'm sorry, the Bills lost 26-17. Okay. Then the Bills handled Kansas City in a matchup in the playoffs, the Chiefs kind of handled them, but it was late. Then, since that moment, in the last 2 years, since 2022, this would be the now four times they faced each other. Chiefs won in overtime, right? You're like, okay, dangerously close. Bills won by four. Bills won by three. Chiefs won by three. Like, I mean, it started to turn into those Cincinnati Bengals games where the thing is so close that you almost can't predict this. I will say, I don't feel like this game is getting the national hype I thought it deserved. Like, it may be because, like, last night's game was a standalone. Watching the Washington and Eagles game last night, we were watching Commanders and Eagles. Like, they built that thing up for first place in the NFC East. Dun, dun, dun. And obviously the Eagles, that game was really close for a while until Saquon Barkley absolutely took over in the late portion of that game. But they hyped that one up all week. I think there's a little bit of cheese fatigue, Drew. I think there's a point where the amount of excitement there should be for a game, for two teams that could be separated by one game after this if the Bills win, for two teams who have faced each other in a lot of very important AFC games, it doesn't feel like it's got the same kind of buzz I would expect at a game of this magnitude. In Kansas City, sure. In Buffalo, sure. And look, maybe some of that is because they're like, we'll see you in the playoffs, and you're tired of this. I think someone's just tired of the Chiefs. I don't think it's tired of the Bills. I think if this game were Bills-Ravens, you would have seen more nationally about it somehow. But people, they're like, man, people don't want to hear us talk about Chiefs again. They don't want to hear us bring them up again. And in addition to being the back-to-back Super Bowl champion, now they're 9-0. I think there's a real Chiefs fatigue thing nationally.
Oh, yeah, I think so. From even like the national commentary, like, it's not even about the games necessarily themselves you're hearing. You know, it's always about who can be the team to beat the Chiefs, who can be the team to knock off. You can tell, like, the conversation is, we want the Chiefs to be kind of out of the picture. We need somebody else to talk about. So please, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Houston, anybody else, please, can you just enter the conversation a little bit more where we don't have to see the Chiefs all of the time?
The national narrative will be pretty simple here. If the Bills beat the Chiefs, it'll be like, they've been frauds this whole time.
Yeah.
We knew that they were frauds. They've been exposed. They were never going to win all these games. They were the worst 9-0 team in NFL history. Those are the things they'll say about your team if they win. If they lose. If they win, what do you have left? What are you going to point to me? Point differential? Patrick Mahomes' touchdown to interception ratio? If we get to that point, I won't care. You will not be able to swing me one way or the other into thinking I should be. If they win, I don't care how they win. I don't care if it's on a blocked field goal for the second straight time. I don't care if it's on a blocked punt. I don't care if it's on a Patrick Mahomes has a ball tipped in the air, an offensive lineman catch it, and Creed Humphrey runs for 60 yards and a touchdown on the final play of the game. I don't care how they win. If they win, you have no evidence to try and complain, be like, well, it's not true, or it's a false narrative, or you can't be. No, I won't care at that point.
I think
none of that will matter to me.
Somebody on the text lines from the 785 says it's got plenty of buzz. CBS has pushed it hard. I think that the game's been pushed hard, but in terms of the conversation, I think the Chiefs have become stale to a lot of national conversation. Like, they don't want to talk about the Chiefs because it's a topic that they're tired of talking about. And to your point, Cody, I think if the Chiefs win, I don't know if there's anything else that you can say in regards to their frauds. Because when is that going to show up? They don't have the kicker. They don't have the number one or two wide receiver. They haven't had the number one running back in forever. They've been decimated with injuries more this year than they have in previous years. The, you know, there's so many different conversations around this team that are, they shouldn't be undefeated, but they are undefeated. And I think at some point, they're not a fake undefeated, like Mike Renner said a couple weeks ago. Like, they're undefeated.
They are doing this. Like, I don't know why I don't feel like this has ever been emphasized enough. They are doing this without their number one wide receiver, their number two wide receiver, their number two cornerback.
Awful left tackle play.
Their number two defensive end, bad left tackle play, their number one running back, their number, like, how many people down the list do I have to go to point out that they are doing this without, and they are, you know, able to still be 9-0. I'm thrilled about this game because I think it tells a lot about where the Chiefs are. If it's close and they lose, it tells you they can fight with anybody, doesn't matter who they're missing. If they're close and they win, same thing, but now they're the number one seed. The only thing that would even make me think about coming in here different on this on Monday morning is if they just got their teeth kicked in by Buffalo. And even then, we're not going to get any answers on the Chiefs over the next 2 weeks because the next two opponents are the Carolina Panthers and the Las Vegas Raiders. So the only answer you'd get is if it's really falling apart.
Yeah.
And they lose to one of those two scrubs. Those are the two teams currently picking like second and fifth in the NFL draft. They stink. They're not just bad. They're awful. Like, you're going to be able to, like, cruise into the Thanksgiving holiday not even worried about what to do if the Chiefs end up winning this game. I just think it's a division game, which means anything can happen, and we're having those conversations.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.